Part 5, Chapter 13, The After Party. Roland is the first to congratulate Amma after the play has finished.
"It was wonderful," Roland tells her, as everyone around them claps and shouts, "Congratulations, Amma!"
Amma smiles, and he knows that is all she wants to hear. A 5-star review about the play has already been posted online, and he agrees with it. After he congratulates her again, Roland leaves Amma to receive compliments from the rest of her friends, the aging lesbians who still follow her around for some reason. As he walks through the room, Sylvester stops him. Sylvester is not his friend, but Roland is always polite to him because they have known each other for so long.
"What did you think?" Roland asks him politely. "It's her best work yet," says Sylvester, and Roland knows he does not want to admit it. "It's just a shame that she had to sell out to do it." "Well, I thought it was amazing," says Roland,
and he will say the same thing tomorrow when he goes on Channel 4 News. He decides to give Sylvester a taste of what he will say tomorrow on the news, but before he can talk more about all the research he has done on the original Amazons, Sylvester puts a hand on his arm.
"I don't care, Roland."
And then he walks away and leaves Roland standing alone. It is annoying, but Sylvester has always been like this. He has never once admitted to reading one of Roland's books or watching him on the television when Roland knows that he must have done this. Roland wants to shout at Sylvester, but he stops himself when a long, slim arm wraps itself around his waist.
"Hi, Dad," says Yaz, hugging him. "I was so worried that the play was going to be terrible and so embarrassing for Mum, but she did a good job, didn't she, Dad?"
"She did," Roland tells her. "Are we proud of her?"
"Yeah," says Yaz. "So proud."
Roland wants Yaz to tell him she is proud of him too. Everything he has done has been for her, to make her life better and to be a parent she can be proud of. But she is not proud of him. At least, he does not think she is.
"Sorry, Dad," Yaz says suddenly, already bored of him.
She pulls away and starts walking towards the river where Roland can see a man, or is it a woman, standing alone.
"I see someone I know."
Most people think that Roland is amazing, but not Yaz. All he wants her to say, just once, is that she is proud of him, too. Carol does not know how to feel about the play. She was interested in it because the characters lived in Benin, a country that was next to Nigeria. But seeing them all on the stage together made her feel embarrassed rather than proud. She found herself wishing that the play had been about the first black woman leader of Britain or someone equally successful, instead of a play about black lesbian fighters sleeping together. Carol has been to the National many times before, but she has never seen so many black women in the audience before. She wonders if they were all lesbians, and if they think she is a lesbian too. She is just thinking about leaving when she sees someone she knows walking towards her. It is Mrs. King.
"Crap," Carol thinks as Mrs. King approaches her. "Crap, crap."
Shirley cannot believe that her first success story, Carol Williams, is standing in front of her. She is surprised at how bitter she feels when she looks at her.
"Keep in touch, Carol," Shirley had told her before Carol had left the school. "Let me know how everything goes at university." But the ungrateful child had never even once written her a letter.
"Mrs. King," Carol says, "how lovely to see you." Carol tells her that she works for an investment bank, and Shirley tells Carol that she is still teaching at her old school.
"The school hasn't changed since you were there," Shirley tells her. The students are still mostly terrible. Shirley wonders if she sounds bitter when she talks about her job, because Carol looks shocked. There is a long, awkward silence after Shirley has finished talking. Shirley breaks the silence first.
Well, it's been nice to see you after so long, Carol.
Yes, nice to see you too, says Carol. She looks into Shirley's eyes and sees that she looks sad. Carol remembers how strict Shirley had been when she was a teenager. But now she realizes Shirley had only been trying to help her. Carol decides it is time to fix things with Shirley.
I realized, Mrs. King, I mean Shirley, I realized that I never thanked you for your help while I was at school.
Don't be silly, Shirley replies. You don't have to thank me. I wanted to help you, and I never expected or even wanted to be thanked, Shirley says, as she realizes that she has begun to cry. At that moment, Carol realizes that Mrs. King really did help her when nobody else would. Shirley steps away from Carol.
Now I have to go and find my husband. Goodbye, Carol. It was so lovely to see you again.
Amma and Dominique are together once again, and it feels good. They are in the bathroom, doing drugs together, and it feels like the old days again, before Dominique moved to America and Amma became a mother.
It's so good that you're here, says Amma.
She had not been expecting Dominique to come, and it had been a wonderful surprise to see her standing at the stage door.
I'm not here for long, Dominique tells her. I'm flying back to America tomorrow. 2 planes in 48 hours. I wouldn't do this for anyone else but you.
It has been a long time since Dominique last saw Amma and their friends, and it was great to be with them again. Though not Shirley, of course. Shirley, who is Amma's oldest friend, and, in Dominique's opinion, the most boring woman in the whole world. Shirley, who she once caught glaring at Amma as Amma kissed a girl at a party. Dominique knows that Shirley does not like gay people, and she does not like her, but she is nice to her because she is Amma's friend for some strange reason.
Look, says Dominique, I brought you something to show you how far you've come.
She hands Amma a black and white photograph of them when they were younger, standing in the National Theatre, sticking 2 fingers up at the ceiling.
Look how young we were, Dom, says Amma. It feels so long ago.
That's because it was a long time ago. And look at you now, Ams. Nobody can stop you now. Amma leans against the wall and smiles. This is just what she needs. Everything is perfect. Just perfect. Amma and Dominique go back to Amma's home later that night to continue their conversation. They finish off the drugs they started taking back at the theatre and drink 2 bottles of red wine.
The last Amazon of Dahomey is probably the best thing I will ever do, Dom, says Amma,
and Dominique knows that Amma is sad about it.
I can't imagine it getting any better than putting on a play at the National Theatre. Where do I go from here?
That's why I'm here, says Dominique. Look at all those black British actors who can't find work here, so they go to Hollywood and find success there. That's what you need to do, Amma. Come to America with me.
I can't, says Amma. I have to stay here until Yaz is ready to live independently.
Yaz doesn't need your help, says Dominique. She's the most confident person in the universe.
Well, maybe I don't want her to live independently, admits Amma. And anyway, I love living here. I don't think I want to become a foreigner anywhere else.
I love Britain too, Dominique tells her. But for me, Britain feels in the past, and I'm all about the present.
Sounds like you've been talking to your therapist about this.
I have, says Dominique. I've been seeing the same therapist since I left Nzinga.
It's wonderful. You should try it.
No, thank you, says Amma.
Dominique decides to change the subject.
Did you know feminism is back again? It's cool to be a feminist these days. I don't like it.
What don't you like about feminism? Asks Amma. It's a good thing, isn't it?
Nobody cares about doing good and making changes, Dominique replies. Now, it's cool to be a feminist. Anyone can say they are one, even if they're not. Another thing I don't like are the trans people who are trying to join the feminist movement. You should have seen how rude they were to me on social media when I said I wanted to create a festival for women who were born as women instead of women who were born as men. I couldn't believe it.
Amma laughs loudly.
Dom, you're so funny. If we had social media when we were younger, I know we would have been on Twitter being mean to people with opinions like yours. You need to become more open to the trans community. And anyway, I think it's a good thing that feminism is changing. It means more women are being introduced to it and learning about their place in society and how they can make changes.
And how could Dominique argue with that?